If you will, turn with me in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 24. Jeremiah chapter 24. It's we're going to go ahead and read that. It's only 10, I was going to say short verses, but really only one of them could be described as short. There are 10 verses here. So let's go ahead and read this chapter. The Lord showed me, and there were two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord, after Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah, with the craftsmen and smiths, from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten. They were so bad. Then the Lord said to me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" And I said, "Figs, the good figs, very good, and the bad, very bad, which cannot be eaten. They are so bad." Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place for their own good into the land of the Chaldeans. For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them back to this land. I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. And as the bad figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Surely, thus says the Lord, so will I give up Zedekiah, the king of Judah, his princes, the residue of Jerusalem, who remain in this land, and those who dwell in the land of Egypt. I will deliver them to trouble, into all the kingdoms of the earth, for their harm, to be a reproach and a byword, a taunt and a curse, in all places where I shall drive them. And I will send the sword and the famine and the pestilence among them, till they are consumed from the land that I gave them to their fathers." So, question that I have for everybody is this. What kind of fig are you? What kind of fig are you? So, I have a picture on here. Normally, we don't do PowerPoints and whatnot for a devotional, but I thought this picture was very appropriate for a good understanding of this particular verse. What kind of fig are you? We'll get to that, but I want to look at the background for just a moment of this. This is a time of great turmoil for the southern kingdom of Judah. Their second-to-last king, Jeconiah, was just carried away along with the ruling class and the skilled labor from Jerusalem all the way to Babylon. Zedekiah was to be the king of Judah now, and he is the uncle of the king who was just carried away, the uncle to Jeconiah. But he is set up as a puppet for Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. Zedekiah was not a very good puppet, however, and often rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar and against God himself. So we see this vision that Jeremiah receives of these two baskets of figs. So let's consider the vision itself. Verses 2 and 3. In one basket, we see the basket on the left here in the picture. Jeremiah sees the best figs he had ever seen in his entire life. Now, it doesn't say that specifically, but I have to imagine if it's a vision from God, then that's what it was. The best figs he could have ever imagined. Now, figs are not too common in our everyday experience. So let's substitute, say, grapes. You see the juiciest, the sweetest bunch of grapes in the store, and they look just so juicy, so delicious, so perfect. And then right next to it, you see a bunch of bad grapes. You know, if you keep grapes for too long, many of you, I know this happens to us sometimes, if for some reason we have some grapes in our fridge and they don't, and when we let them go for too long, Then they start to wither. They start to they begin to taste a little bit too ripe. And sometimes they even have mold growing on them. Well, that's what Jeremiah sees for the bad basket of figs. They can't even be eaten. You know, if you tried, it might even induce a gag reflex. You'd end up losing your lunch. And you see this quite a few times. They are so bad, blech, that these figs are just so ugh. Well, then we see the meaning of these of this vision. We see in verses 4 through 7, well, 4 through 10 really, but 4 through 7 we look at the good figs, the good figs. The good fig is the fig that we want to be. We want to be the good fig. You know, this reminds me of many illustrations and comparisons that we see throughout the scriptures concerning fruit. Recall Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 21, talks about the people that will be known by their fruit. While there are some who have bad fruit, and they'll be known for their bad fruit. Some who have good fruit, they'll be known for their good fruit. There are people, these are the people who who do as the Lord has told them. If they are that good fruit, if they are these good figs, they're the type of people that the Lord that they've done what the Lord has told them. You know, things had gotten so bad in Judah by this point that God was going to have them carried away no matter what. Throughout this book of Jeremiah, he pleads with Zedekiah, the king at that for a good chunk of the book, and the other Jews to submit to God's judgment, and they will live. Yeah, there's going to be a time when you'll be in exile from your home, but you can return, he says to Zedekiah. Later we find out that it's going to be 70 years that they're going to be in exile there. But the outcome after they come back, after they return, the outcome will be great. They will have a heart. They will have a desire to know God. When the Jews return to the land in Ezra, the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, we see that they do indeed have a greater desire to please God. As we see with the later prophets, however, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, not everyone had such a desire. As Christians, I pray that we will turn to God with our whole heart. For that is not only what he desires, but what he deserves as our Creator, our Savior, and our Redeemer. Let's consider the bad batch of figs here. The bad, icky batch of figs. Our attention here in this particular passage shifts from the good figs to the bad figs. It's as if they even made they're so bad that they even made God sick. They made him rich. Zedekiah and his ilk were not willing to listen to God through the prophet Jeremiah. They despised the word of the Lord. They did this because it was nothing that they wanted to hear. They didn't want to hear the word of God. To them, they didn't think it was good news. We see that Jeremiah faced off against false prophets who were telling of their victory over Babylon, or that the captivity would only last for a couple of years. But Zedekiah wanted to hear these things. That's why these prophecies continued. Zedekiah wanted to hear such good things, which emboldened him to be that not very good puppet king that we talked about. Oh, they would be carried away, but instead of returning, they would be delivered to harm. It would be a reproach, a byword, a taunt, and a curse. On top of that, the sword, famine, and pestilence would plague them until they were all destroyed. You know, I hesitate to make any connections with our modern time to this, except this. Be that good fruit. Be that good fruit and obey God. If not, you will be that disgusting, that putrid fruit, disobedient to God, and as a result, you will be cast out. I know which one I want to be. For those of you who want to be in that basket of good figs here on the left, if you want to be on that, well, I guess, yeah. If you want to be on that basket of figs and that basket of good figs to receive the ultimate reward, you know, I have good news for you. And it's called the gospel. And gospel literally means good news. You know, as that song, as we sang earlier, I may not know who holds tomorrow. Or I may not know, excuse me, I may not know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. And it is in his love and in his grace that we trust. We trust in him. He tells us that we just need to believe in him, to trust him, to put our trust in him. Then we need to repent of our sins, confess his name, and be baptized for the remission of our sins. If you are the type of person and you don't care what kind of basket you're in, well, then I encourage you. You don't want to be in the bad basket of figs. You don't want to be in, see if I can point the right one. You don't want to be in that basket of figs. You want to be in this one. You want to be in that one. If you're in that bad batch, destruction awaits. Destruction awaits. So, what kind of fig are you? What kind of fig are you? What kind of fig do you want to be? Follow after God, and you will enjoy the wonderful benefits of being in that good basket, to have a home in heaven with him. If you need to make things right with God this evening, you have that opportunity. Every time we come together, there's an opportunity for you to make things right with God, for you to do as he has asked, for you to, or as he has commanded, really, for you to become a Christian. Or if you are a Christian and you've done something that you want to make right, and you want to make things right with God, you have that chance. Please, you can respond to the invitation. We have a couple different ways, and they'll be on the screen in a little while. So if you need to make things right with God, I encourage you, please, let it be known as we sing this song.